Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It's now time for News Headlines with Molly
on a Big Party Show.
Good morning. This weather alert update is brought to you by Exarban ARS Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. Sunny and warm. High of 60 expected for today. The weekend looking like more of the same. Saturday, sunshine and 56 expected for the high. And then Sunday, chance of maybe some clouds, but 60 in the forecast. Right now, 31 degrees. Stay connected with the 3 News Now Weather Alert Team. The team, technology, and experience to keep you safe and informed. It's 6:05. Here are your news headlines. Well, the FBI and the Lincoln Police have two people in custody. They're people of interest, and it's related to the disappearance of 24-year-old Lincoln woman Sydney Loof. So the two are in custody, and they're being questioned by officials. But the authorities say more public assistance is needed before the case can be solved.
So if people are trying to catch up, these are the two idiots who have been recording videos and the media has been playing.
Yeah.
And they're like, man, the cops are looking for us. We're just drug addicts, and they're just two idiots, Bailey and Aubrey. So those people they found him.
Yeah.
Yes.
Finally.
In Missouri.
Find out what they know. The point was these people were doing these rants like, we're druggies and
criminals
and everything under the deal, but we're not killers. We don't know what happened to her.
But okay. They're the last ones with her. So,
right.
Apparently, allegedly. So, yeah. So they found him in Missouri. Okay. So they ran.
That was, well, and then you wonder, like, is it like, do they run or is it just, did they already have plans to be off state?
I mean, no. They can't go home.
We're still hoping they find the girl, Sydney.
I know. Of course, anyone knows anything.
It's heartbreaking seeing her parents on the news.
Oh, my gosh. Can you imagine? It'd be a family's up. A parents are anyone's worst nightmare. You know?
Yeah, they were down by Branson, Missouri. They're in the Taney County Jail, which is in the Branson area. So police are still asking for the public's help. Anybody with information, you know, should contact the authorities if you have anything, because the family's, you know, still trying to locate her. Rare earthquake hit Delaware. No reports of any damage or injury, but it was a 4.1. It was centered about 8 miles northeast of Dover, Delaware, but it was felt all throughout the Mid-Atlantic from Washington, D.C. all the way to New York City.
Remember, we felt one last year in Omaha, which is weird.
I slept through
on a Saturday. They're saying those people up there on the East Coast to like expect an aftershock.
Ooh, that's right. I guess that would happen. I thought when I saw it, I was like, does that even happen over there? So that is a rare deal.
It is, yeah.
Wow.
But, and especially 4.1, you're like, well, that was a little bit of a shaker. American Airlines says it has enough pilots for most of the late December flights that had no one scheduled to fly the planes. Yesterday, we reported on the fact that due to a glitch in the scheduling software, a lot of pilots were allowed to take the Christmas holidays off. And then once the airline realized their mistake, they were scrambling to try to get all those slots filled.
I'm sure they go by seniority, usually.
Probably.
The pilots, it's all like when you came on.
Yeah.
And so maybe the glitch let out the seniority, you know, so once guys are like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm getting able to take off Christmas.
Because
you probably don't usually get to have vacation at Christmas.
Yeah.
I guess there's a few flights that are still, lacking some staff, but they are promising they'll fill them, so
don't
worry.
I mean, the airline said that no December flights have been canceled, you know, so they're still working on the problem, but that a number of them have been filled. I mean, they were offering time and a half for the pilots. I mean, at that point, if you really are like, yeah, I mean, I'll go for the money.
I hate when you've been waiting all day traveling and you're gassed and you get on the plane and the pilots look more tired than you are.
Oh, yeah. They're like...
make a little nervous.
Yeah, they're just like, let's go home.
They're on vacation, too.
Gonna be a good weekend for sports. The Mavs are going to be hosting #2 St. Cloud. This is a big hockey match tonight at the Baxter Arena.
Yeah, so tonight, tomorrow, #2 if you want to see some puck. Got volleyball, got basketball. Creighton plays Gonzaga. And the Creighton ladies and the Creighton and the Nebraska girls all have volleyball.
There's a lot to do sports-wise. So if you're looking for something to do, fun or different.
Or go to our sports bar.
Spin the wheel.
I guess the hockey game won't be on TV, but the rest of the stuff will be.
And Tiger Woods is back.
He's always back at that same tournament. He created that tournament. I learned that from Jeff last year, but it's that Heroes one in the Bahamas. I'm assuming he has to be there. But this is the second year that he was retired to come back to golf. How is he doing? Do you have a score?
Yeah, they said he was 3 under par, 69 in the opening round. So he's like tied for eighth place. It's an 18-person field. He underwent a fourth back surgery in April. I was like, oh my gosh. I mean, good Lord. So I guess the leader is this Tommy Fleetwood, and he's like 6 under par. So I don't know. Well, it's a close race, I guess. The world's biggest battery is now providing electricity to thousands of people in Australia, thanks to American entrepreneur Elon Musk. The state of South Australia fired up the battery ahead of schedule today. It generates enough electricity to power 30,000 homes in a region that's prone to blackouts.
Now, do people have to pay for this? Or
I don't know. That was the thing. Like, you know, he's like, Mr. Go ahead and I just want to try it.
What kind of battery is it?
It's the world's largest. I don't know what exactly it's made out of. He promised to complete construction of the battery in 100 days. Or the owner of Tesla and SpaceX would provide it for free. So apparently they bought it or paid for it, but it's like the world's biggest battery. I just think it's weird. So interesting that a battery is now, because usually you have, you know, a power grid or something. It's not necessarily a battery.
Well, probably maybe that's what we're just curious, what the tech is. Is it efficient? Mm-hmm. Is this the future of like a self-sustaining battery that's got a very long battery life that is is regenerated by green power? You know, those rechargeable.
He seems pretty prone to like work green. So that would be my guess that it was probably. But I mean, I think it's also, you know, this is sort of a wait and see situation. They're sort of the guinea pigs.
Lithium ion battery.
Bring it on a plane.
The size of it is enormous. I mean, look at that. They put it in the middle of the plane somewhere out there. And yeah, they switched over.
I mean, it's got to be good news for these people if they're really like prone to blackouts. I mean, if you have, you're like, all right, is this really going to keep the lights on for an extended period of time? Because that sounds like a good deal.
Most of Australia, just in my head, I mentally think of Mad Max. You know, just endless open roads.
Yeah, I think a lot of it is very, I mean, it's desert.
Mountains?
It's scorched.
Is it?
I mean,
okay. I've never been. I'd always want to go, but...
There was that horror movie a while back where those people were like, let's drive across the whatever. They were out on the West Coast and it was like two tourists and then they got lost in like the outback in Australia. And it was like, and then things got really bad. It sort of went like the hills have eyes.
Oh, I saw that one.
Don't you know what I'm talking
about? It's that weird guy. He was the Aussie guy. And it's
yes.
Just a
like
psycho.
The car breaks down.
Yeah.
It was terrible. Like, I was like, I never want to go to the outback. Like, it wasn't the best tourist, propaganda for them. This year, we are going to be blessed with yet another chance to see a super moon. This has been a really nutty year. We've had three or four. This is the fourth super moon of 2017, and it's coming in the upcoming days. Best time to see this year's super moon is 2:45 in the morning on Monday, December 4th, but that's a little early. So the moon will still appear larger than normal when it's close to the Earth's horizon at sunset on Sunday night and at sunrise on Monday, December 4th. But the term supermoon, it's like basically when the moon is in a phase that's like larger.
Enormous, right?
Yes. It's the one that appears like 14% larger than like a normal moon. This isn't even going to be as big as the one that was earlier this year. But I guess last November's supermoon was the biggest. It's the closest the Earth has been to the moon since like 1948 or something. So this is like a big moment if you want to check it out. Big moon. Google is finally fixing a flaw in one of their emojis that was driving Android customers crazy. Burger Gate. They finally put the cheese back in the right place on the burger emoji.
Can you believe people were complaining about that?
I know.
Well, it was, if you saw it, if you noticed it, maybe it bugged you. I didn't notice it until...
I didn't notice it either. I just saw it as a cheeseburger.
The cheese was on the very bottom.
The bottom
instead
of the bun.
On top of...
The bun.
Not the bun, the patty.
The patty, yeah.
Like, how often are you using the cheeseburger emoji? Like, I don't even think I've ever said
popular.
It once.
Yeah.
Well, I guess it's a bit of debate where everyone's like, well, why would you design it like that? You know, they had the cheese on the bottom. So apparently Google and all the tech giants that were there finally placed it where it's supposed
and
to it, be.
And they had the beer. The beer one also they fixed at the same time. And that was, again, I never would notice.
Yes.
They showed the foam, you know, foam on top of a full beer. But the one they unleashed was half full beer with foam on it. And someone complained about that, I guess.
I love that, that people get like, you gotta fix this.
Omaha's number one hit music station.
This is the one and only.
It's gonna be 60 today. Got the 50s tomorrow. Got 60 on Sunday. What to do? I don't know about wind gusts, but definitely it seems like they could have some maybe this weekend. But yeah, who cares, man? 60 degree weather.
I remember when in the past, when it used to get really cold really early in Nebraska, you could use the cold weather as an excuse for why you didn't get your Christmas lights up.
Right.
You go, we ran out of time.
You know?
So then you had a window to kind of why you half-assed it.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, yeah, we did the one tree. We were going to do the house. But, Gary ran out of the last night Saturday.
Yeah.
Now we have no excuse.
I feel like people have gotten lazier on it, too.
Not the people across from the station.
Oh, my God. They are working.
We're talking over by KMTV. Some of the people over here go crazy.
Yeah, I'm talking house. Yeah.
I'm talking about the people that put the lights that reflect onto the house.
Yeah, there's that one, and then the inflatables. I'm always like blown away by people who put out the inflatables, where it's like a big snow globe, and like the snow's mixing around, and there's a whole
one down the street. They have a bunch of them. They have like 7 or 8 of them, and then they have this. They happen to have I don't know what you call that. The light thing. I don't know. It makes the house look
it's
like
festive. They're having fun.
I know what I mean.
The one house went crazy at Halloween too, and then now it's Christmas. I kept thinking, I'm just like, where do you store all that crap?
This is what I have. I don't have lights. I've always wanted to put on lights, but I feel too lazy to put on lights. I have a little dog, a couple dogs that light up, and a reindeer and a Santa Claus. But they're like metal frames of cloth, and I don't even know if it's supposed to be outside if it rains and gets wet.
I get the reindeer and the Santa. What's with the dogs?
I don't know. What's holding a present in its mouth? Yeah. Wylene.
So these go out in the yard like they're freestanding?
Yeah, they go right in the front. I was going to put them up yesterday, but I was lazy. It's cold out.
Peter has the sweetest excuse.
What's his excuse?
We do not have the front of our house isn't wired for electricity outside. He's like, babe, I would love to, but there's no plugs. Like, if only. Like, we'd have to have an electrician come out and put in. Like, we live in, like, an old brick house.
Yeah.
So the addition on the back, it's newer, and there are tons of plugs there. Like, if we wanted to decorate the backyard, we could go to town. But there are no outdoor external plugs out in the front of the house. Every year, he's like, babe,
but you said you had one in the back or in the...
Yeah, they're in the back.
Oh, so run an extension cord.
That's what I said. He's like, hon.
Just spend $20 and just lay it right there on his foot and go, there you go. Problem solved.
You're going to get a phone call later because I'll be like, Party said that you could just run an extension cord. Yeah. He's like, give me Party's number. This has gotten him out of outdoor decorating for the last couple of years.
Oh, wow.
So he's thoroughly, he's all in.
I mean, did he have to do it as a child? You should ask him.
Yeah.
I didn't.
Because most of us, if you were traumatized as a kid, you make that deal with yourself as a child, like, I'm never going to do this.
Right.
When I'm an adult. And so I'm probably like Peter, where we had those traumatizing experiences of doing anything helping your dad. Your mom would be like, go help your dad. And your dad is miserable. And you don't really have the skills to help him. So you're just in the way.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to do it.
You would help until he finally snapped and broke something. And then you'd be back in the house playing video games. Your mom would be like, what? You'd be like, he yelled at me.
See, the thing is, for myself, I haven't been traumatized doing it. We never did it because we moved around. My thing is that, you know how I am with a Christmas tree? I'll leave that thing up all year. I would never take the lights
down.
I would never
take
them down.
There are people that leave them up all year round.
I'd be the same. I'd be the same, too. There's a super feel-goody story, strangely enough, about Christmas lights on the cover of the Midland section.
Oh, what is it?
Yesterday. So yesterday, it's just an area gal. It's feel good. She's a gal battling cancer, and she couldn't put her Christmas lights up or didn't think about it. So while she was at the hospital yesterday, her friends and family decorated.
That's very nice of them.
That's sweet.
Oh, they said it's her favorite thing of the year is putting up her Christmas stuff, and she couldn't.
Isn't that funny?
The story is she came back from the medical appointment, and there was an inflatable Santa. The Christmas tree was up, and it was sweet.
That is.
Cancer can't dim Christmas glow.
No.
Better not.
Christmas. My kids have been honest like it's a job. They're like, when are we getting the tree? It was like, it's, you know, and my excuse up until now is I was like, it's not even December. Like, we have so much time. And then they looked and they're like, well, Friday's December 1. So TikTok. So I think we either are getting a tree today or if my husband can stall them tomorrow. He's like, I don't want to go tonight. I'm like, well, they want to go.
You got Mr. and Mrs. Grinch over there.
No, I'm fine. No, I'm happy to do it. But I mean, I can't do it alone. It's a family endeavor. You got to go together and pick out the tree.
Remember, we grew up in Omaha when the guys came up with bright ideas.
Yeah. Yes, remember?
The people that put, and it's huge.
And it's in a big, giant old Baker's or something now.
You know, oh, those guys got to be millionaires.
Huge.
Remember when they first broke on? I remember thinking,
whatever. Yeah,
who could afford to pay someone to put up their Christmas lights? And we were the dopes.
Yeah.
They were the ones with the bright ideas.
Yeah.
And then Molly, I can't believe that you're not salivating about having your husband write another check for someone else to do it.
I wish. Are you nuts? Again, electricity, Molly. We don't have it in the front of the house.
No,
we're
saying that if they hire someone to do it. They would figure it out. They'd use that extension cord thing I mentioned earlier.
They could call out Peter's, you know, BS excuse.
I've tried for years. I'm more than happy to farm out somebody else calling him on his BS. But yeah, that's been his stall on anything about decorating. I'm like, you are such a bah humbug.
Well, you got all weekend. It's going to be super nice all weekend long. So.
I think you got basically...
You probably got longer,
Got until the end of next week.
Yeah, yeah.
Before it gets down into the 30s.
And then you can't complain. You can't have any excuse. Well, I guess your excuse would be like, dang it, time just flew by so fast.
All right, so Molly, I see it says Bright Ideas has over 300 retailers across the United States that are ready to help you find the perfect product. So I don't know if they're all the same, but it shows there's three of them in Chicago.
I would love it. I mean, I would love somebody to come out and decorate the front of the house. I mean, I just feel like it's so, that's the thing. It's like you have a house, you want to decorate. You want to get some flashy. You want to be the person that, you know, makes people, oh, look at that. They're so in the spirit. Instead, we're the dark house that has the tree in the window.
At least we have a dog. Hello, who's this?
John.
Hey, what's up?
Molly, you can always tell your husband to buy some solar lights. My husband and I don't have power on the front of our house. We just got solar lights, and they work like a charm.
They have solar lights?
So they're the solar Christmas lights.
Really?
Yeah.
I love it.
They're a little bit more expensive, but decorative.
And they're
Peter's
not chintzy.
Also gonna hunt you
I can
down.
See those being chintzy because yeah. the year round ones that
are
you want
chintzy.
Just as lights, sometimes it's like every other one doesn't work.
Right.
Do they all work?
They all work.
Okay. I've never heard of such a thing.
I know. I was going to say,
because if they can make the Christmas lights work consistently, they need to make just regular solar lights.
They need to go back to the farm and figure that one out. You're right. All right. Hey, I'm going to look into
Home
that.
Depot.
That's actually awesome. Do they really?
I'm looking at it. Yeah, they have them at Home Depot.
What's
the cost? Peter's going to hate you.
What's it cost?
$20 for 150 lights, 55-foot solar-powered integrated LED white Christmas lights. $20.
I'm going. And that's
Dude,
not good for the front of the house.
Done.
This is for the hot tub.
Of course. Automatically illuminates when dark.
We don't want it to hit the news. It'll be like Millard couple found dead in hot tub. And it was a Christmas lights.
It's solar. I can do it, though. It's not
jacuzzi accident.
I'd be puffy. You guys, I mean, I guess I'm hoping you guys would check on me if you didn't hear from me for one day. You know.
The body is quite pruned.
He's been soaking for a while.
And cooked in 104 degree temperature. Imagine what I would look like.
It appeared that nobody was missing him.
He looked like a brined turkey. We actually got hungry, strangely enough. Had to go down the street to Hog Wild.
Omaha's number one hit music station. Channel 94.1. This is the Big Party Morning Show.
All right, Celebrity News Molly, what's up?
Selena Gomez and Justin Bieber are back together, and she has even confirmed it. It's something everybody basically knew and fans have been freaking out about. But she did an interview with Billboard magazine, and they were asking her about her relationship with Bieber. And she's talking about how maybe before it could have been forcing something that wasn't right, but that doesn't mean caring for someone ever goes away. So there you go. The two kids making it work. Ed Sheeran has done an acoustic remix of his ballad Perfect, featuring none other than Beyonce.
Beyonce and Ed Sheeran, huh? Wow.
I know. So
he shares my dreams. I hope that someday we'll share our home. I found love. Carry more than just my secrets, to carry love, to carry children of our own. We are still kids, but we're so in love, fighting against all odds. I know we'll be alright this time. Darling, just hold my hand, be your girl. My future in your eyes. Well, baby, I'm dancing in the dark with you between my arms.
I like this song. So this is, when did they team up to do this?
I guess this isn't their first time. Variety was saying that it's the third time that Ed Sheeran and Beyonce have teamed up musically.
Okay.
So in 2015, they performed a tribute to Stevie Wonder. And then later that year, they sang Drunk in Love together at another thing. So they must have like a working relationship.
Remember,
and enjoy each other.
He always hands off some of his hits. He almost gave to Rihanna that I'm in love with your body.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So maybe this is good timing if we play this because... Perfect is an amazing song, but people always are like, I'm so sick of it. Well, now it's a different one.
Yes,
repackaged.
You're right. Nice.
Love is in the air. Chris Evans and Jenny Slate are very much back together.
Oh, boy.
I'm glad. They're a cute couple. It was so sad when they broke up. Remember how she was like oversharing? Like, she's like, yeah, it's been hard. It's not easy. So I guess they have been, you know, working together, and it's slowly turned back into love. And Scarlett Johansson and Colin Jost, who is the
SNL.
SNL.
Weekend update, white guy.
Yeah. They made their red carpet debut as a couple. It had been rumored that she'd been dating him. And then I guess they made it red carpet official. She's still, I guess they started dating about 2 months after she filed for divorce from her ex-husband, this French guy. So she has a 3-year-old daughter. So I don't know. We'll see what ends up happening.
And Molly, that Kaley Coco from Big Bang Theory got engaged to the horse rider guy. So when the equestrian races were here, she was in town.
Yeah, she was. So
Carl
there she was engaged.
And she was tweeting. She's like, this is funny. I'm in Nebraska. I don't think she'd been here. Her character on Big Bang Theory is from Nebraska.
Okay. All right. Wow. All these love stories on a Friday.
Love is real.
Oh, my Lordy.
It's real. That is your news update, celebrity news update on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
From the Eat Fit Go studio.
This is the Big Party Show on Omaha's number one hit music station,
Channel 94.1.